Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Yes! It's Thursday. It's Live Audience Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. Scott Spaziano. Sandy Waters right here. What's up, Abby? What's up?
Hello.
You know, in like less than 24 hours ago, I said I would give my kidney to Derek, our engineer. Here he is sitting in the studio with us. Is that a hint?
Do you need a kidney, Derek?
Do you need a kidney?
No, he says no.
Okay, all right.
He says no. Even though, I was offended. No offense to you, but I was offended that he would give his kidney to you and not me.
Yeah, you're more, he's... Just example. He
I've known him longer. Do you even know Scott's middle name? No, see? And you're giving him your damn kidney?
If it weren't for him, if he needed a kidney and I didn't give it to him, he wouldn't have been able to fix your video computer this morning. Know what I mean?
Our video computer. Yes.
It's yours.
You're that person who says, my kid. Your kid, when the kid does something wrong, your kid is misbehaving.
Yes, right. Yeah, yeah.
My kid got an A in school. That's you. You pick and choose when you take ownership.
It's so true. Anyway, it's coming up on 6 o'clock at 98.9 The Buzz today. Partly cloudy, cooler, breezy, about 66 degrees for the high, like 55 right now. Tomorrow we'll be back here around 72 degrees for you. Friday, short week. Goofy.
Spaziano and Sandy.
Okay, it's Thursday on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spaziano and Sandy here. Nice start. We're going to be okay. We've got some nice sunrise, partly cloudy, 66 degrees. We're all good. When you say this phrase, this whatever this is, I hear it in a voice. I hear it in a specific voice.
You do? What voice do you hear it in? Say it in the voice you hear it. We're hearing the voices in Scott's head.
Yeah, it's...
That's not definitely... Oh, is that how you hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think of it as like an announcer. Downtown, definitely.
No, I hear it as downtown, definitely.
Well, I don't know how many years they've been doing this. Maybe 4 years, I think. Downtown, definitely events have been organized. So they just try to encourage people to come downtown, right? And they hold these events. And again, it starts up in June.
What is it like? Little bands playing out like on the sidewalk and so food carts and stuff?
There's different type of events. There's the Midday Bash. Which one are you going to? Which one have you gone to? Which one are you going to?
Well, list none, but list them.
Oh, you haven't gone to any?
No.
Why not? I mean, this is perfect. You work right here downtown.
Because I'm an introverted person and I don't like people.
What will get you to go out to an event?
Money.
Okay. I guess you won't be going to any of these. So the Midday Bash, which we know that, you remember that. They did that the last
handful of
years.
Is that at the Parcel 5 area?
Yes, okay, where they have the lunch with the food trucks. Lawn games. Mm-hmm. Do you like to go play lawn games with a bunch of strangers? Live music. Massage chairs.
No.
In the middle of the day. That sounds like a great idea.
I'm too embarrassed to sit face down in a hole. I really am.
What?
You're sitting at this, you know, you put your head in this ring and you just go, and it's like,
it is kind of weird when you walk by in the mall too. Eastview Mall, right? Eastview Mall has that where there's that one store by, I don't even know what the place is called, by Von Maur right there, where you could see and they'd line up the chairs right by the window, right by like the glass of the storefront.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want you seeing me.
I don't want to be watched when I'm in my ooh-ah phase.
I know. It's can you really embrace the moment?
Right,
you're
exactly.
Set up in the middle of a field.
You sit here in the Michael Strahan tooth gap of Rochester, like I call it, Parcel 5. And there's like people walking around and like whatever. And you just like...
Some people don't care. Hey, take advantage of it. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's
I want to be the person who takes advantage of all these, but like you, I probably won't. Okay. Game night on the Riverway.
Okay.
That's Thursdays. Featuring tabletop games, friendly competition.
Uh-huh.
And then food trucks will be there, too. Now, that's nice. That's fun.
Honey, we're going to go play Parcheesi.
5 to 7. Yeah, meet after work. Meet us out. Let's go have game night on the Riverway.
What was that big thing we had? It was like Friday. It was like a giant Friday happy hour, like every once a month downtown. Do you remember that? What was that called?
I don't know. There's a lot of, well, okay, so let me see. Maybe it's one of these. A downtown view. Would you go check out a movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it's a kid's film, you know, they're Minecraft. Playing like Outlanders.
July 17th will be the screening of Minecraft.
Oh, that's cool. Ellie loves that movie.
Would you bring her downtown to go see that?
That's a Friday night, isn't it?
I
know it's a Friday
night. I don't
know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Fridays. Yeah. Yep, Fridays. Yeah,
that would be cool.
You would bring her back downtown for that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, just be honest. Have you ever done this? Because they've been doing
I've
it for the last 4 years.
I've never done it, but I would, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We went to, there was a movie up at the Charlotte Beach one time when she was really young, before she knew what movies were.
Here we go. Yoga on the Riverway.
Absolutely. Positively.
Goat yoga.
Oh,
no,
baby,
I don't
goat
know
yoga?
If there's goat yoga. Oh. I don't know. It just says outdoor yoga session. But maybe. Oh, no. They say featuring friendly goats. Yes.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
Would you do that?
Definitely.
We got to do It's from noon to one, so right after the show one of these days. Tuesdays
to do yoga.
Yeah.
No.
But then what do you do? Do you go back to work right after? You just had goats walking all over you?
Right? No, I get this idea. I love the fact that, you know, that the city of Rochester is doing something to spotlight its beauty and to encourage people to come down.
It's a certain type of person that goes, though, isn't it?
Sounds like it, yeah.
What is that type of person?
Downtown, definitely.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right. Well, it's not for Scott, but it's very cool, and it's all starting up soon. Most of these start up in June. Mm-hmm. Downtown, definitely a bunch of events going on.
Spizzano and Sandy.
Oh, I can picture it now. This theme song playing in my head as I'm the wind blowing in my face. It's a beautiful summer afternoon as I'm riding my daughter's pink scooter.
I can't believe you're that guy.
Well, okay. So,
I think every neighborhood has that guy, by the way.
Well, it's a dad thing, you know, that's why. Okay, so it's Pizzano and Sandy here on 98.9 The Buzz. Occasionally, my daughter will take off down the street to play with friends.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, so here's how we work it. Don't go past the driveway, so you can go from here this way, because this way is a circle.
Okay.
So I can see everything.
Okay.
And if you're going to go past the driveway, you got to come up and ask me and tell me where you want to go.
Okay.
Okay. So she's like, okay, I want to go past the driveway and go down the end of the street to play with my friends. I look way out. I see kids playing down there and a bunch of bikes piled up. Fine. You need to tell their dad, because the dad's there, that you need to be back in 20 minutes. Okay, first thing you say is, hey, can I play? Yes. And can you tell me when 20 minutes is up? Okay.
Oh, that's man, you put the responsibility on the parent?
Kids have no concept of time.
Yeah, you yourself have to go and get her.
Well, yeah. So 20 minutes don't go by. She doesn't come back. It's 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm thinking.
Dad, drop the ball.
Now I'm thinking.
That's what happens when you trust dad. Now you're thinking, yeah.
You know, smack me when I'm done with the story.
I'm not smacking you. I'm smacking the other dad. Not you.
So
the other
what
dad
happens?
Dropped the ball. It's 30 minutes. Where is my kid?
You can't just scream. My voice doesn't go that far.
I was saying the other dad.
I know. I'm moving forward. Okay. I already forgot about that. Okay. I'm ADD.
Okay.
So I'm like, I can't. So what do I do?
Yeah.
The only thing am I going to get in my car and drive 15 houses or 10 houses down? That's
stupid. I thought
stupid.
You would walk, but okay.
Walking's going to take me 10 minutes to get there. So I'm like, okay. So what's right there? The pink electric scooter with the neon on the side, the changing lights.
How often do you ride the scooter to go chase your kid down?
Every when I need to chase my kid down. If she doesn't take her scooter, then I have
minute.
To take her bike, which is even funnier because it's a tiny little bike that you can't sit on because my knees go up to my chin.
One second.
And this it's got scooter, training wheels on it still.
Hold on. This scooter, is it sized right or is it a tiny little scooter?
It's electric, so it's powered, and it's a little small.
That's dangerous for you. How fast does this go?
1,000 miles an hour.
I've been on scooters. It's dangerous.
This is a kid's scooter.
It's still dangerous.
It goes,
oh my God, what if you fall? Oh my God.
Yeah, it'd be funny, wouldn't it?
maybe it's dangerous at your age.
Break my ribs like I did before. Could do that.
I saw a guy doing the same thing as you, riding, and he was an older gentleman. Mm-hmm. He looked like Grandpa on the scooter.
Cool.
And I'm like, Grandpa, be careful. What are you doing? Those go too fast. If it goes 3 miles, that's 3 miles too fast for you.
So, of course, I get down there. And as I'm riding down the street, isn't every possible neighbor that could possibly be on their front porch possibly watching me going, hi? I'm like,
do you acknowledge it?
You got to embrace it. I'm like, I like my ride. Yeah, how you doing? You got to do it.
Oh my
God. Well, you can't have like a wicked witch face while you're driving this
thing.
There's
so many parents that could relate to this when you go for a walk with your kids and whatever they want to ride, the scooter, the bicycle, the big wheel, whatever it is. And then mid walk, they have a meltdown, temper tantrum, and you're left either carrying the damn thing all the way back home or.
You're riding it or you're bent over pushing the Hot Wheel or the big wheel. Oh, it's the worst. Your back hurts.
Just leave it. Abort mission. I'll come back and get it with my car.
Oh, God.
I have done that. I'm like, I'm not riding this thing because I would hurt myself. And then all of a sudden now my kid's walking home alone looking for whatever help. I'm not carrying it. So, yeah, abort mission. You don't want to ride it. It's staying here.
Don't walk so far. We're going to go two houses down and turn around.
Can you take a video, please, of you on the scooter?
No, then I'll crash.
Because you said this is not just a one-time thing.
No, it happens.
Somebody, Scott's neighbors, are you listening right now? Can you send me, please, the ring cam of Scotty? I got to see this.
He's zooming past.
What a perfect visual for this morning. Thank you.
The Buzz.
Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. It's 53 degrees to start. We'll see 65, 66 degrees here today. And just partly cloudy, cooler, a little breezy. But we're good. No rain yet.
Someone asked me a question the other day, and I did not know how to respond. And it wasn't because I didn't know the answer, because that was obvious. But then I was wondering, like, why would she ask me that?
Is it something you never thought of before? Or you've thought of it? Is that why you got thrown? I never thought of that.
I think it's more of, I was wondering how many other parents feel this way. Would come forward and confess these feelings. So she asked me if I was jealous of my daughter. So my older daughter, Leah, she's 21, almost 22 in August.
Yeah.
And she's been doing so much trying to teach and inspire young women. And she's actually putting together a mastermind networking event. It's coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, God, come on.
I know, right? So someone asked me, they were like, wow, she is doing so much. She has done so much and she's doing so much. Mm-hmm. Are you jealous? I was like,
are you jealous?
Hold on a second. Yeah, I think she was like, or you must be jealous because of all that she's done already or something like that, where I was like, are there parents who become jealous of their kids and how successful their kids become when they out success you or whatever? Because clearly Leah is out successing me.
Well, no, she's not. Number one, that's not the thing you should be focused on. That is not. I mean, I know this is what you want to talk about, but just hear me out for one second.
Yeah.
What kind of person says that?
I know.
That's the part that I'm hooked on.
I know.
Like, I mean, yeah, I'm jealous of my kid. He's got more real estate than I have. Whatever. But like, who would ask that? Only someone that is intimidated by you or does not like you. That's what
because
I get.
Because they would
out of
get into my head, which they did.
Yeah.
You succeeded, my friend. You succeeded.
Well, then don't let that happen.
Well, it made me think, like, I wonder how many, because I could see how some parents do become jealous of their kids. Like, if you went to school and you wanted to be the greatest football player and you failed short of that and you always sat the bench and then you have this kid who's the star player on the team, I wonder if a parent would admit there's a little bit, like, you're proud, but there's a little bit of envy there.
I don't know. This is my guy mind does not go to jealousy at all for anything.
Oh, I don't. Is this just a mom?
Yeah,
thing?
It's an insecure thing. I don't. There's not. I mean, both my kids are both really successful. Dude, they do great. Both of them make more money than me.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm not jealous at all. I'm proud of them. I'm glad.
Well, that's your job as a parent.
Right.
Okay. Has anyone felt this? You felt a bit jealous, or you had a parent that was jealous of whatever, something about you that you're doing or whatever.
Yeah.
And what did they do to immediately show it? Unintentionally show it, I guess.
I can't think of a situation. I know there is...
Maybe jealousy is the wrong word.
Yeah, I can only think of jealous being when it comes to relationship and like I can't connect those two. Intimidated? No. So impressed by them, you feel like a failure?
Okay, maybe you're getting closer.
I'm trying to talk this out here. What?
So there's messages coming in at 818-2899. You can call in too. Think some parents are absolutely jealous. They may never admit it, but when the attention shifts from the child, some parents struggle with that, especially moms who tied a lot of their identity to being the successful one. Okay, there's some truth to that. I forgot what it's called now. There's a word for it when moms, when you get pregnant and you have a kid, your identity is now no longer what you knew it to be. You become mom, and that is your focus.
Not the successful, like, you know, up and coming businesswoman.
Yeah,
right.
There's a word for it. Somebody help me. What's the word? 818-2899. It's like mom. I don't know. There's like a.
It's okay.
It's a word for it now.
What else?
How about this? It's the same as parents who constantly remind kids what they sacrificed. Is it?
Wait, what? Let's read that again.
It's the same as parents who constantly remind kids what they sacrificed. I do that. Is that bad? Hold on. See, here's the thing. This is why I do it. Do you do it, Scotty?
No.
This is why I do it. Because my mother and my father never told me what they were doing for me. I took everything that they did for me for granted. All of it. My mother, like, I just never saw her feel sick. I never saw her sleep. I never saw her laying down. I never, I just took it for granted. So now I make it known to my children.
Oh, my God.
I carried you for 9 months. I pushed for 7 hours.
But when do you bring this up? When they put you off? When they piss you off?
No, when they don't put their crap away. Just put the dishes in the dishwasher. Good Lord, you're living here for free.
Put the dishes in the dishwasher. I pushed for 7 hours.
And that's exactly how it plays out in my
house. Brush your teeth. I pushed for 7 hours.
It's like I give you all of this. All of this is yours for free. Just don't lay on the decorative pillows. That's it.
Stay off the good couch. I pushed for 7 hours.
Yeah, Little Miss Successful.
All right, 6:50 on the buzz. It's coming up on our 7 o'clock hour on this live audience Thursday, about an hour away from our peeps coming in.
Okay, after 7 o'clock, a fireball in the sky. Did anybody see this?
I know you mentioned it this morning. Like, I want to hear about this.
Okay,
all right.
I'll tell you.
All right, come on, Max.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy, weekday morning starting at 6:00, only on 98.9. The Buzz.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with 2 Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Thursday morning on 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters right there. Hello to the 7 o'clock hour, y'all.
Hello.
Yeah.
All right. Look up in the sky if you're driving to work right now. Do you see it? Is it happening again? A big fireball in the sky. Did your ring cam catch it?
What, tell me about that. When was this?
So this happened apparently yesterday morning, 5 a.m.
Oh, we were here. Damn.
Yeah, but just, well, between 5 and 6. So, yeah. You already got in. But yeah. A lot of people said not only did they see this massive fireball in the sky, but some people also said, well, what about the loud booms that I've been hearing?
Was that
at 10:15, someone said it happened last night. Other people are saying, like, it was different times of the night, like 2 a.m. I don't know. And then the funniest thing is that, first, okay, what is it? It's like unexplainable. Nobody knows exactly what it is. So everybody's trying to figure it out. Your mind first goes to what if you see that?
Well, a meteorite, a piece of rock that's entering the atmosphere.
That's the first thought you would think of?
That's probably what it was.
I thought you would say aliens.
No, aliens don't come in and burn up in the atmosphere.
I so thought, well, maybe they're playing like soccer or something. Golf, and they lost their golf ball.
Yes, they're playing golf with little meteorites.
Do you think that's what it is, a meteor shower?
Yeah.
Well, why would someone say meteor shower? Duh.
Well, wasn't a plane crash?
Well, I don't know even what a meteor shower looks like. Is that it?
You've never seen like the Perseid meteor, you know?
Not sure.
You never seen that?
Not sure.
Really?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to do one of these, you poor thing.
Well, I would love to see.
You've never seen a shooting star.
I'm not sure.
Because I
might explain it as, it's an airplane.
No, it streaks and then it stops. It's like a line and it stops.
I'm not sure if I've ever seen one. Am I the only one? So what is this, just a meteor shower?
But what
about the loud boom? Does it come with a loud boom?
Sometimes larger pieces of whatever that's falling through the atmosphere explodes when it hits the atmosphere. It's like, you know, like you could.
Oh, so that's what it is.
Yeah.
So everybody, settle down.
It makes like a boom.
With your crazy, the world is ending.
Wait, what are they saying?
And they were making jokes. It's Kathy Hochul coming into town. They were making jokes. You know how social media is so positive.
Evil. Definitely.
But there was a couple people to say they, like, this one woman said, I smelled something burning, but then thought nothing of it, so I went back to bed because I was half asleep.
Smelled something burning.
Wait a minute.
Why would you go back to sleep if you smell something burning?
I know. Two people said that. One person said that, what I just read. Mm-hmm. The other person said, I did see something and I smelled burning. And I looked out my door and I looked and no neighbors' homes were on fire. So then I was like, it's okay. It's nothing.
Oh, okay. Most of my house then.
Isn't it funny how we just kind of like, that was unexplainable. We have no idea.
Right.
I'm too busy or too tired to deal with that right now.
If it's the Martians, who cares?
It's fine. What would you do?
I missed it. I'm so bummed. You see them on TV. You know, they have, you know, video capture, you know, this fireball coming through the sky and disappearing.
I mean, the video looks wild.
Oh,
there's video because people are sending in the ring cam videos.
Do you remember the meteorite that hit? Oh, I think it was over in Russia, where it like blew out windows and everything like that when it hit the atmosphere. Giant explosion.
No,
it blew out windows.
When was that?
A couple years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, there's videos all over social about it. Like,
but it's never happened here, has
no,
it?
Mm-mm.
No,
not that I know of in our lifetime. Hmm. Ask the dinosaurs.
What happened with those? Remember how they were saying, like, this is a while back where people were capturing like loud booms and flashes too. This was like months ago. What were we saying? Did we figure that out yet?
Was that the one Webster or something?
Yes.
That the one? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
in
the Webster area.
Yeah. I don't know.
Did we figure that out?
No, I never heard anything more about it. And if they're still happening, maybe they're like little sonic booms that are happening with little meteorites coming in, like little pieces of rock.
I think I would ignore this just like those other two neighbors did because it hurts my head if I overthink it. Because there is no answer. Like, we don't have an answer. Nobody is coming forward saying it definitely was blank.
Blank, yes.
So when you leave it so vague, I hate that. That just, it is like my OCD comes out. If I don't have an answer, I ignore all of it altogether.
I love how you and I are so opposite. Like, I never think. It's awesome.
I need to know the ending of this story.
I think when they say we don't know and it's unexplained, somebody knows. I'm like, somebody knows, but they're not telling us.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah, but it's like,
so many things we don't know.
Aren't you confident in the knowledge that somebody actually knows? And it's done. Boom.
Well, no, but they're keeping secrets. Like, I want to know.
No secrets ever are kept in this world.
And they're, you know, that's not how you make friends either. Okay. Anyhow, if anybody else saw it, 818-2899, we'd love to see the videos too.
Unique, untouchable, and always unpredictable. Jerk or justified with Spisano and Sandy.
It would be nothing unless you call or respond. Mm-hmm. It would be not jerk or justified. It'd just be
yes, we need you.
Here on The Buzz, 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy.
All right, this one coming from The Buzz fam. Annie, she said, in my apartment building, there are 6 units and 1 washer and dryer.
Oh, that's the worst.
I know, it's one of those. So you know where this is going.
Yeah.
Tonight, I wanted to do my laundry after work. When I got home, somebody was doing their laundry. And I thought, well, maybe I could wait until tomorrow or just do it after them.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to do it after them and waited. And waited and waited an hour to put my clothes in the washer. And then waited and waited and waited another hour to put them in the dryer.
Oh, God.
I was so tempted to get them out myself. So referring to the other person's laundry.
Oh, they take their stuff out of the dryer and put yours in?
But I felt weird. So she stopped short of it. But she's still thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants permission.
To touch other people's laundry when it's a shared laundry room.
Yes.
Ooh, it's a good one. Man.
This could even play out at home. Like, she has shared units with strangers.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know how well she knows all these other people. But this happens in my house with the kids. The kids are doing their own laundry.
Oh.
And I want to get mine in.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, this... I don't know if it's a debate in your house. This is a debate in my house. I'm like, if my clothes are in there, take them out and fold them.
Oh.
So they'll either sit and wait for me.
Right.
And be like, hurry up, mom. Like, I'm doing a million things. I'm going to stop all of a sudden because you have to flip the load. Or they'll just chug it out of the dryer.
Throw it on top.
Throw it in a basket. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even, I pushed for 7 hours. That's exactly what I said.
Hey, good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Oh, totally justified.
Oh! Yeah. Okay.
Now, I live in a complex where we have 12 units to 2 washers and dryers.
All right.
Yeah, and we have people that will leave them in there all day long or even overnight. And we've had to put them in trash bags or a hamper.
Trash bags is a little, I kind of feel a little disrespectful.
Well, only if they come out of the dryer. We won't put them in a bag if they're in a wash.
Right, yeah, not wet.
So you don't fold their laundry?
No.
What if a complete stranger?
No.
Why would you fold? If you're that disrespectful to leave your stuff, like, you know, hanging out, well, taking, you know, taking up space.
Listen,
then,
I'm trying to think. When you put the load in, nobody's going to sit there and just wait, obviously. Okay, you get wrapped up in doing something. I don't know how quick you are. I'm like, it kind
but
of. What?
If you've lived here, you know that the washers take 20 minutes.
Right.
And the dryers are an hour.
Right. Set a timer.
I say.
Yep.
Everybody's got a timer on their phone.
Is it too far-fetched to have, like, a schedule? You know, like, in my house, the weekends, nobody touches the washer dryer in the weekend because that's my husband. My husband does our laundry.
Wow. It would never work because of how many people and how they are.
No, you can't schedule strangers.
Why not? We used to do it in the dorm room when I lived in a six-person suite. We had our little routine. Here's who's in the bathroom at what time. Here's who's cleaning the bathroom at what time. Yeah.
Bathroom?
Yeah.
The problem is that the town that we live in are not the greatest people. I mean, Scott, you would know about Mount Morris. I'm a York alumni.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying Mount Morris people are not polite and respectful.
I'm not. She's not. There's all parts of town in every town, right?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. Okay. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Justified. Bye-bye. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. We're on Jerk or Justified to move somebody else's laundry.
Definitely justified.
Oh, good.
Now, do you, in your house, is this a debate in your house? Because when the kids move my laundry, if it's in their way, instead of waiting for me, I'm like, just fold my clothes at least. And it drives me insane when they pull it out and just pile it up on top of the laundry.
I do the laundry.
Yeah.
So, and he doesn't have that much. Sometimes his stuff will be in mine.
Mm-hmm.
I do tell him to fold his laundry, and if it isn't enough, then I will put it up on top.
Oh, you don't even fold it for him?
No.
Well, that's rude.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
I'm enabling. Well, actually, my husband would say I enable my son, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I think it's fine. Not like right away. I mean, you don't give him like 5 minutes. You give him 10 minutes. If it's not there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know what?
Yeah. You're touching the laundry. If I'm not moving fast enough for you. Now, this is a complete stranger, so maybe. No, I can see myself holding their laundry, too,
no.
by the way. Yeah, I'm a mom. It doesn't matter. Your underwear doesn't surprise me.
I don't
want
to touch anybody else's clothes.
That's fine. It's washed. Wait, it's washed.
It freaks me out that, like, you're sharing your poopy underwear with somebody else's poopy underwear in the same machine, and you're touching their stuff.
It's laundered.
Yeah, but there's always residue.
Well,
have you ever seen those videos where they take apart washing machines? It's so gross.
You know what? It's cool. I would give them a little bit of time, but they should know better. How rude.
Yeah.
I would do their laundry. I'd fold it and then I'd leave a tip jar.
Well, you know
and
what?
You will get nothing.
Come to my house. You won't even fold your own laundry.
That's such a good point. That's a good. I don't do laundry.
I know. What is up with you? Jeez, you hypocrite. Bye, Tony.
But I will help out.
All right. See you later.
If I see somebody needing a little bit of help, I will help out.
Hi, The Buzz. You're on Jerk or Justify. Go ahead.
Jerk.
Oh, jerk. Okay, man. To touch their laundry, even if it's been sitting there for hours.
No, if it's dirty, I'm not touching those.
Well, no,
it's
obviously.
Not dirty.
All right.
Messages are coming in, 98.9 The Buzz. Uh-huh. Jerk, do not touch someone else's clothes ever. Explanation point.
There's got to be that, like Tony said, like a grace period. You know, once the buzzer goes off, you got 15 minutes to get your crap out of there.
It does make it a little bit different because you don't know these people.
Right.
But if you live in the same complex for as long as you have, you probably know the neighbors. It's like an unwritten rule of...
You might get to know.
Yeah. Hey, if I need the laundry, I'm going to be touching your laundry.
Mm.
All right. Messages. More messages because we're at a hung jury right now. So who wants to be the deciding vote, people?
I do.
818-2899. You already casted your vote. Oh, justified.
What?
In an apartment laundry rooms, there's a grace period. 15 minutes?
Oh.
Fine. An hour? Your clothes are getting moved.
Got it.
The verdict is...
Justified.
Justified. Justified.
Justified. 98.9 The Buzz. Buzz.
There you go. Live Audience Thursday is coming up. We're going to do a toast to you for being part of the Buzz fam and for as long as you have been with Buzz Shots.
Yeah.
Keep it PG. And the new trending attire for men.
Oh, good.
The heavage.
All right. That all comes up next in the Buzz.
Spisano and Sandy.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go. Lift your shot glasses. 99 to Buzz. Okay. Turn it up. Feel the vibe. Thursday's live. Let's survive. Sip it up. Raise them high. The Buzz fans here. Reach the sky.
Shot, 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 shot.
We're doing shots of a very interesting Spanish liqueur this morning called agua.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
It's live audience. Oh, whoa, that was tough.
I know, that was rough. That was rough.
Oh, boy.
Whoa. Matt is in the studio.
Matt.
Chrissy and Rhonda.
Who else?
Chrissy and Rhonda from the Eyed Family of Dealers.
Chrissy and Rhonda, yay!
And it was supposed to be someone else in the studio with us.
Well, he's stuck in traffic. Tyler from the M80s.
Hey!
Hey, Tyler.
Oh, what happened?
Are you there, buddy?
Oh, he's done. He's done. He's done.
Oh, I forgot to pick up Tyler from the M80s.
Redo.
I know. That's
insane. So I hear you just turned around and went home, Tyler.
Did you just turn around and go home and say screw it?
I did. I just got home.
What the heck?
Traffic was insane.
Why? What's going on?
Insane. I think the bridge over Palmyra, something's going on over there. Oh. They were not letting traffic go down westbound. It was only eastbound.
Oh.
So people were going onto Craig Road. Everything was backed up. Arrow was backed up.
Uh-huh.
And he was telling me I was going to get there about now. So.
That's fine.
Well, this would have been great. Now, Tyler, you could have said, hey, listen, do you know who I am? I'm Tyler.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And I got to get to Spisano and Sandy.
Tell the 800 cars
Move
in front of him.
Over.
Knock on
everybody's. That's what my wife said. She's like, you couldn't have found another way? I'm like, maybe if my car flew or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, doesn't the band have a helicopter?
Right?
Well, we're working on that. Okay, we're working on that.
Sorry, Mr. your gig out of Del Lago a couple weeks ago. I'd wanted to go so bad.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to introduce us.
I know. Did it last year, too.
If you haven't seen the M80s, go check them out. But in the meantime, Tyler, we're going to have to do a redo. You're going to have to come in when traffic isn't so busy. Okay?
I'm ready.
Or leave a little early.
Yeah, or leave earlier. Jeez. No excuses.
I left at like 7:15.
Oh, my God,
I
really?
Get through that area.
Jeez.
It was insane.
Normally,
what's happening?
People are listening right now. They're like, yep, I know what he's talking about because I'm stuck in it too right now.
Yeah, but you know, most of the people are not turning around and going home.
Right. They have actual jobs.
Sorry, Tyler turned around.
It was an executive decision.
Exactly. Thanks, buddy. Talk to you later.
Oh, God.
I'll do your shot this morning. Goodbye.
You already did.
I'm celebrating remotely with you with a cup of coffee.
All right, deal. All right, well, this is Live Audience Thursday, and we're going to have some fun next. We're going to play Keep It PG.
Yeah, so now Matt, Rhonda, and Chrissy, one of you is going to be the judge. Two of you are going to play Keep It PG.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rhonda, you get the honors of picking who is going to be the judge.
Don't take that. Oh!
The judge is
Chrissy.
We're playing Keep It PG coming up in about 10 minutes.
Right here on 98.9 The Biz.
Spisano and Sandy.
How you doing? Live Audience Thursday. Give it up for yourselves.
Yay, everybody.
Here on 98.9 The Buzz, we've got Matt over here. What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
How are you? We got Rhonda and Chrissy from Eyed.
Hello.
Family Dealerships. How are you?
Hello.
Okay.
Tyler couldn't make it.
No,
but
Tyler from the M80s. Traffic and all that good stuff.
Yeah, he will.
So, he got a sound effect.
So now it is time.
To play.
Now it is time for Keep It PG. And this is how it goes. If you've never heard of PG, the rules of the game. You cannot use the same answer someone else says. Rhonda looks like she's very serious. Focus.
Yeah. I'm on
Focus.
It.
This is competition.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You have to answer immediately, no more than 5 seconds to respond.
Ooh.
Chrissy is the judge. The most creative Chrissy gets the point. Not the most practical, not the most obvious, not the most PG. It's the most creative.
Okay.
Who makes you laugh?
Rhonda's giving me eyes.
No play favorites. And the most important rule, you have to keep it PG.
So, second thing that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready? Three rounds. We have a tiebreaker if we need to. Rhonda, you kick us off every time. Are you ready?
I just want to say, Chrissy, I really like your outfit today.
Coming up to the judges.
And what's your Venmo account?
I think the odds are stacked against me.
This is a competition.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. We got three competitive people in the studio, too. First round.
Okay.
Rhonda.
Rhonda.
Name something that looks different after having kids.
Your bank account.
Quick response. Matt, keep it PG.
My energy level.
Good one. Scott Spazzano, keep it PG. Name something that looks different after having kids.
Your husband.
Chrissy, who gets the point?
Okay, I think everyone's going to think I'm picking favorites, but bank account was very crazy.
Yes,
very crazy.
That
came to mind.
That was great.
Going, no.
Chrissy has two kids. She knows. Okay.
I got two in college, so my Venmo is...
Yeah, really, yeah.
Amen.
Round two.
Okay.
Are you ready? Rhonda, what's something men do in private that makes them feel really good?
lip sync. To their favorite song.
From the
M80s.
Very good. Great one. Matt, name something men do in private that makes them feel really good.
A skincare regimen.
I'm not sure what made you think of that. I want to know what yours is.
Well, I put masks on and keep my skin nice.
Do
and
you? It does look very nice. You're a handsome man.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Scott Spazzano, keep it PG, my friend. What's something men do in private that makes them feel really good?
Binge watch all the shows my wife doesn't want to.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There you go.
Chrissy, this is tough. Who gets the point?
I think the skin care is the most great.
All right.
Yay me.
Matt is on the board. Are you ready? Round three. Rhonda, name something that gets a little obvious when it's bigger than expected.
What becomes obvious?
Yeah, gets a little obvious when it's bigger than expected.
Your car.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Very appropriate.
Okay.
Matt, keep it PG.
I'm searching through my thesaurus here.
Yes.
A balloon.
Ooh. Yeah. Scott Spazzano named something that gets a little obvious when it's bigger than expected.
My wife's patience level. When I have a little bit too much to drink.
Wow, that was Chrissy, who gets the point?
Okay, Scott.
There you go.
We're at a tie. You need the tiebreaker.
Okay.
Are you ready? This is for the game.
Oh, here we go.
The pressure is on.
Oh, my gosh.
Rhonda, name something kids really don't want to know about their parents.
Come on.
They don't want to know about their parents.
Yes.
Everybody else is driving in their car shouting out answers.
Yes. Yeah. 5 seconds.
Keep it PG. First thing that comes to your mind.
Second.
Go.
Their boundaries of getting them angry.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. It's a safe answer. Matt, keep it PG. Name something kids really don't want to know about their parents.
I'd say their parents' past.
Ah.
Because whenever you start a sentence with, when I was your age, their ears just shut right off.
Yeah.
Scott Spazzano? Are you going to win this round? Keep it PG. Name something kids don't really want to know about their parents.
Mom and Dad used to be with the traveling circus.
Chrissy! You got three horrible answers.
What are you going to do?
Who's going to win the game?
So what's the best of the worst?
Creative.
Yeah.
I think the patience level is creative.
So boundaries?
The boundaries.
Rhonda!
Yeah.
Rhonda wins!
I can't. on 98.9 The Buzz. Woo!
I'd like to lodge a formal protest.
Coming up, I'm bummed that Tyler from the 80s isn't in the studio because I almost designed this conversation around him.
Ah.
The heavage is back. So now it's on Scott and Matt show us your heavage.
Okay, we'll explain next.
98.9 The Buzz.
How you doing? It's 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. We're at Live Audience Thursday here. Okay, you guys got to clap for yourselves. Live Audience Thursday!
Hey, 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 hey. We got Matthew in the studio. Mr. Matt is in the studio. Chrissy and Rhonda from the Eyed family of dealerships. And Tyler from the M80s was supposed to be in the studio with us, too.
But he got stuck in traffic and gave up and turned around and went home.
Yeah, he was part of that mess this morning. Yeah, I'm bummed because I set this conversation up just because I knew he was going to be in the studio because he loves this. This is a new fashion thing that now I'm wondering if, Matt, you would jump on board. You're married, right?
I am.
I see you have a ring. How long have you been married?
I've been married for almost 10 years.
Nice.
Do you think this would spice up the relationship if you started to show off your heavage?
Okay, can you do me a favor? And for those of us who haven't heard that word before, can you explain?
Yeah,
it's exactly what you think it is. What do you think it is?
I would say it has something to do with my man boobs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was like something with your hips. We could do some heavage.
Oh, my. Did you see how red Chrissy and Rhonda got when you did that?
That's pretty good.
How long have you been married, Scott?
15 years.
So five more years, it goes to your hips.
He doesn't do a lot of heavaging.
Yeah, right.
Wait, Lori. It's the unbuttoned button down.
Sandy
thing.
Accused me of always being like one button too open.
Yes.
All the time.
Do we find this hot or not? Is this fashion trend a good fashion trend or not?
It depends on the shirt.
Are you wearing a shirt underneath that?
No.
No, yeah. No. This is how Scott wears his shirt.
I don't. I usually wear it like this. But
listen, when I first started working, back when I was 18 years old, that's how you wore your shirt. You heaved it up.
He wants to show people that he doesn't have a wire.
Yeah.
Wearing a wire. Like, I'm good for it, man.
You know what? Here's the thing. I don't have chest hair. I have, like, four. So it's, like, weird. I don't know. Maybe subconsciously I want people to see that I actually have chest hair.
Butt up. It's making me uncomfortable.
You need more jewelry.
I know.
You need a medallion.
Exactly.
That's what they're saying, though. Yeah. The new generation is doing the heavage with the gold change to accentuate that area. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it draws draws the eye, but... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hot or not, what do you think, Chrissy?
Oh, she's the judge.
Oh, yeah. I think hot.
Yeah?
You think hot?
Yeah.
Scott, you're turning on Chrissy now.
Wow.
Don't show the goods.
Especially Tyler's a rock star, right? He's with the M80s. He's on stage, with the scarf hanging off the microphone. He's got the heebage. He's got that's the rock star look.
Okay, so Chrissy's into that. Okay. Rhonda, hot or not?
Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah,
that's hot.
Yeah, yeah.
You think? Oh no, I am gonna just say I'm gonna be the only one in the room. Then no, that screams DB vibes. That screams I do not trust you or a word that you're saying.
is there an age cutoff for it? Because there's this guy on social media, and his name is Zeus. Have you ever seen this guy?
No,
I like his name.
How old is he?
He's got to be 72, 75.
Wow.
And he looks like a god. He's got this white hair and this beard, and he's wearing like these ripped like sweaters and chest all out. And so you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he's got like really tight pants. Does he? And then he like dances?
No.
I have a different channel.
He's like one of those guys that gets out of like a $1 million car in like Monaco.
See? No, don't trust you.
But he exudes this air of not douchey, but like almost mystery and like, wow, most interesting man alive.
That's what you want to be. Do you have to have a fit chest, a toned chest to do that? Chrissy, are you turned on no matter what his chest looks like?
Oh, no. I don't see. I was thinking.
Chest right now. Chrissy can't do that.
We're not doing the Scott meter.
He's not even attempting it.
Here. I'm going to hand this. This is Zeus.
No, I'm really not. No.
Come on, Matt.
Here's Zeus.
Show us your heavage.
Show me this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
See what I'm saying? He's okay. wearing a dangle. He's got
no,
this.
No, no.
See, that's a, no.
No, that's a no. No, that's horrible.
Like the button-up shirt, not the scoop neck.
Yeah, there.
That's
there,
it.
There.
A scoop
oh, there
neck.
We go.
See what I'm saying?
No, we're not doing that.
No?
No, I don't care what your car looks like.
Nope.
Okay, no. See, that one's better than the first video.
Yeah, that's James Bond hot, right?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
That's a pass.
I think it's a pass.
I don't have a gray beard, a full head of hair, or a man bun, so I can't do any of that.
Yeah, but, okay.
Well, I'm one of those
now.
That likes to use the theater of the mind.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's, you know, if it's buttoned up and conservative and things like
oh,
that.
Oh, I see.
Hey, let your imagination go because it's probably better than what I've got.
Yes.
I love that.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, anyway, on the good side of things.
Spisano and Sandy waking you up.
I gotta tell all the guys at the iFamily of dealerships to heave it up. Maybe they'll get more sales.
Boost the car sales.
Yeah.
Joe, are you listening for my Volkswagen?
Oh, Joe.
Unbutton your shirt, baby.
Yeah. Service.
This is hilarious.
Service advisors. Maybe they won't. Yeah.
Hold on a second. That's what? Every woman's dream.
What?
An oil change.
Yeah,
heating.
I'll change your oil.
Oh, my God. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
It's getting weird in here.
Well, you know, it's okay. Weird is good. Weird is good.
Matt, we appreciate you being part of the Buzz Fam and coming in today.
Well, thanks for having me here.
Yeah,
this is
man.
A lot of fun.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And our good friends from the Ide family of dealerships. You guys can come in anytime y'all want to.
Chrissy and Rhonda.
Yeah.
And your next event is with the M80s. Hopefully you'll come in before then. What's the date of that event again?
June 26th.
Okay,
at
perfect.
Eaglevale, right?
Yeah, we have plenty of time. We'll bring you back in.
Well, in the meantime, we got to get out of here. Make room for the commercial-free 98.
If you miss anything from the show, you can go to Spisano and Sandy or The Breakfast Buzz. Just check out the podcast, the YouTube video, too. The YouTube channel highlights there, 98.9 The Buzz. Right now, it is time to say, we out.
We out, just like Tyler and the rest of us that had any chance of being on time since when 490 gets stupid.
Sometimes you don't know when to cut your losses.
See you, bye.
Bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.